what's one fashion trend you want back, like and like to be like stylish, like outdated fashion trait?
Ooh, Uggs, because even though they're really ugly, they're super comfortable. But now it's like
cringy.
But I want them to go back to be not like, I don't know, like not everyone needs to be wearing Uggs, but I want to be able to wear Uggs without feeling like I look like a hobo.
Okay, do you have a question? Do you have an answer?
Yes. Okay. Juicy tracksuits. They're so cute, like, I mean, and they're so comfortable.
What's one fashion trend you want to see back and popular?
Wait, I want to be popular again? Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
I know.
That's a really... Oh, suspenders. Yeah.
What's an outdated fashion trend that you want to be popular again?
Oh, wait. Mr. Damien's talking. Wait, pause it. Oh, wait, what was the question?
What's an outdated fashion trend that you want to see popular?
I just wear whatever I want, but like, people should wear cords more. That's all I can think of.
What's the most passive-aggressive gift you can give to someone?
I usually, like, I don't know. Okay. Something that they don't want.
Okay.
Deodorant, I feel like.
Yeah, how is it?
Yeah. I've been, because, like, sometimes I'm like, maybe I kind of want to give it to you, but I don't want to, like, insult you.
Okay, Becca, what's the most passive-aggressive gift you can give to someone?
I don't know. I need to think.
Okay. What's the most passive-aggressive gift you can give to someone?
Breath mints.
Yes, I love that.
That's so good.
Okay. Becca?
That was not a
long time. Okay, what would I give someone if I want to be passive-aggressive? I would give them probably, like, I don't really even know. I genuinely can't think at all.
I just remembered.
I don't know. What's a fashion trend that you want to come back as being popular?
The jeans that I'm wearing, what are these called? Boot cut. I wish boot cut pants were popular all day, every day.
What's the most passive aggressive gift you can give to someone? That you can give to someone else.
Oh, like actually specific, like not just in general. Oh, wow. Okay, wait, that's so hard. Oh my god, wait, no, you have to come back to me.
Oh, you're eating. Oh, I already asked you. Sophia, I have a question for you. What's the most passive-aggressive gift you can give to someone?
The what?
What's the most passive-aggressive gift you can give to someone?
A book for dummies.
Yeah. Where'd she go? I don't know. Well, continuation.
Wait, no, ask the question again.
Oh, it's the same question.
No, I know, but then it's for the clip.
But it's the same clip. It's like,
no, just delete it.
No.
It's going to be too long. Okay, basically, I just think of The Office, and, like, you just give a rock that says, it says, like, suck this, Toby, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that.
Okay. What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
I have no idea.
Okay, Jordan, what's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
Like, there's so many. The worst way would probably be like... Oh my gosh, I don't know. There's like so many. Like shit your pants.
Being stuck in a porta potty. What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
What's the worst way to publicly humiliate myself? What's yours?
I say being stuck in a porta potty.
Being stuck in a porta potty?
I think I'm back.
I need like 3 days.
Okay, Ella. What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
What's the what?
What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
Oh, God. Like, ever? Oh, God. Maybe, like, I actually really think
being just completely naked in front of like a giant crowd of people would just be horrible, like for anyone. I don't know. It like depends though. Like if it was like weird, like if it was like in like at like a football game and you were just like this would just be weird.
Okay.
I can't think of another one. It's the only one I can think of.
Do you have one answer?
Maybe just like having a really terrible like lie, or even if it's true, whatever, something like.
Or when you get caught in a lie in front of everyone. That's
yeah, getting caught in a lie in front of everyone.
That's so
and
embarrassing.
And having nowhere to go.
Actually,
and
I changed mine.
That's so embarrassing. And like, especially if everyone's watching you and everyone, and it's so obvious that you were like wrong and everyone, that's so embarrassing.
You can't even argue your way out of it. Yeah. Like, you know you're wrong, everyone knows you're wrong.
Becca, do you have an answer yet?
What's the question?
Worst way to be publicly humiliated.
Whatever puts you in front of the most people.
What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
Wait, say it again.
What's the worst way to be publicly humiliated?
Being on Manny's podcast.
How much of your brain is filled with cute animals? Like you can see like a percentage, or like, I don't know.
3% chicken.
Okay. Jordan, how much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
How much of my brain is filled with animals?
With like cute animals.
What does that question even mean? 70%.
Okay. Becca.
Like 30%, but depends on the day.
How much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
Like 6%.
How much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
Like 3.5%.
Okay. That's okay. How much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
35%.
Okay. Emma, how much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
With cute animals?
Yeah.
I would say a solid 98%.
Okay. What would mine be? Mine would be 5%. Just cute brain. Yeah, well, I don't really think about them that often. Like, they're just, like, in there. Like, it's... Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the three?
I mean, yeah, three is the magic... Do you want me to sing the Three is the Magic Number song by Schoolhouse Rock?
Sure. Do you know it?
Not on microphone.
Okay. Okay. I'll report back to see whether or not it was good. How much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
I thought you were going to say calculus. Cute animals?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. I would say a good amount in some ways.
How much? Like, estimate.
I think about animals a lot. So, like, 20% of my day. Wait, that's really high. Like,
it's
okay. 2% is more reasonable.
How do you go from 20 to 2?
Actually, wait, no, my dog is included, so 20.
How much of your brain is filled with cute animals?
Cute animals? Like, percentage-wise? Like, not that much. Probably, like, 5%.
Okay.
What was yours?
Mine was, like, 5.2. Okay, so recap of the week. It just felt so long, like things were going by so slowly, and yeah, negative was probably having the calc test. A positive is getting is in Miss Carr's class. We're just learning about psychopaths, and it's a little disturbing, but it is very just. Wow, I'm glad I'm not that person. And something I'm looking forward to is spring break and being able to just read and watch Netflix and just do absolutely nothing and learn more about the schools that I got into and hopefully become excited and not be overwhelmed by May 1st, but... Yeah, negative that I'm not looking forward to this week is probably going back to school because it's going to be so hard and trying to mentally prepare for AP exams and decisions. And also, Mr. O gave us a packet, which is not really fun, which is helpful, but like I don't really want to do, even though it's just gonna cause me mental pain. So yeah, but on a good note, it's Easter and there are things to look forward to. So yeah, hopefully I can remain positive throughout the week, even though I have the cocked packet to do.